Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Donald Trump has put the issue of physically transported goods front and centre of global politics. It matters a lot in Ireland as one of the world's most open trading economies, highlighted once again by a new record set by Dublin Port for lift-on, lift-off or low-low container traffic. An astonishing €165 billion worth of goods flows through Dublin Port every year, and the gateway handles 8% of all containerized freight. But how will it and the economy handle an all-out trade war as we struggle to grow our infrastructure and get things built? Barry O'Connell is the Chief Executive of Dublin Port. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Joe.
Barry, let's start with your new low-low record. Pretty good.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. As you said in your introduction, it's the single largest month of low-low volumes recorded in Dublin Port. It continues on a trend that we've seen over the last number of years, but it's accelerated very much so this year. It accounts for around a third of our business volume at the moment, and 80% of that volume is coming from mainland Europe. Principally from Rotterdam, Antwerp and Zeebrugge.
Now, which sector exports the most in weight terms and which in value terms from Dublin Port?
Well, that's difficult for us to determine exactly because we effectively don't know what's in the boxes.
Is the customs that has to know that, not you guys?
Exactly, yes. Right. So that would come through the CSO data. We know that agriculture, for example, is one of the main export units in terms of volume and value. Agricultural products would be right up there as well.
Yeah, and I believe you've been shipping a lot of ice cream, and Ireland's not famed for its ice cream.
We have, in fact, and we're running a campaign at the moment to celebrate a lot of our smaller exporters, because very often we talk about what goes through Dublin Port. We talk about it in large numbers, like the $165 billion worth of trade that you mentioned previously. But we sometimes forget that that's made up of a lot of very small imports and exporters. And one of those ice cream exporters was a chap called Jerry Sheridan from Ice Cream Treats from County Cavan, who set up a very successful business in Ireland some time ago, and now he's exporting successfully to the EU. So we've just launched a campaign to celebrate Jerry and a lot of other smaller exporters in and out of Ireland.
Now, how quick does it take to lift a single container off a container ship? And how quickly could an entire container ship be unloaded, a standard size container ship?
Well, obviously, the sizes vary significantly, but you could talk probably between 1 to 1.5 days to offload a standard container ship, a low-low ship. Obviously, if you're looking at Ro-Ro, which is roll-on, roll-off, that happens a lot quicker.
Right, okay. And a single container, how quickly could one of those be unloaded?
It's a good question. I would say
you'll
probably
have to get back to me.
Yeah, I probably will, yes. What happens in the port is that the stevedores themselves lift and put on the containers, whereas the Dublin Port Authority, which is what our role is, don't get involved in the stevedoring.
All right. And has the port completely swallowed up any of the disruption caused by Brexit at this stage?
Well, it has. I mean, Brexit it came and went relatively seamlessly for the port. I think we and the state agencies were particularly well prepared for it, and therefore there was very little disruption to our business. I think what you've seen over the last couple of years is the move to low-low is a reflection of Brexit, insofar as goods are coming directly from Europe now as opposed to through mainland Europe. But I think that as a dynamic has settled down over the last year or so. And now we're just seeing bigger container ships coming from Europe because the port now can cater for bigger container ships.
All right. And the fact that the Suez Canal is restricted or even closed to a lot of traffic, does that mean you're going to get larger container ships going around the Cape of Good Hope?
Yes, I mean we're adapting all the time to be able to take the larger ships. But typically, what happens is that ships are coming, the very large ships are coming in to the likes of Rotterdam, and because they have supplies for the whole of Europe, and then they're breaking down into smaller ships, which we can accommodate in Dublin Port. We couldn't take the massive ships that you're seeing coming into Rotterdam from Asia, for example.
All right, and you have great expansion plans, including a new bridge across the Liffey.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our Master Plan 2040, our 3FM application is with Bord Pleanála at the moment. So there is another bridge going in to service all commercial traffic on the Pool Beg Peninsula, and we'll take all of that commercial traffic off public roads, as well as expand critically our port capacity, which at the moment is tight.
Okay, and by when? Because we all know how notoriously long the planning system is in this country.
Well, our 10,000-page submission is currently before Bord Pleanála. We're hoping for a response on that at some stage this year. And then after that, it's down to when we begin the process of building. The building itself will take 15 years minimum. And we will build that in sections depending on what's happening in terms of volumes.
So it could be 2040.
It could be, yes. But our objective is to keep ahead of the of demand. So we will build in anticipation of the demand that's coming.
Right. Well, best of luck with it, Barry. That's Barry O'Connell, the Chief Executive of Dublin Port.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.